Hey, y'all, this is your girl, Aisha Hanif, and we are back on the mic this week with my crew on the Tribe Vibe, man. You already know I got 7 Made on the mic this week. I got my girl, Rita Margarita, and my girl, Pressure, and you can't forget about who? Tiki Poo. Man, we are talking about this, and all of this derives from Miss April Mason. Who is April Mason? April Mason is a feminine lifestyle strategic strategy tech woman. Like, she is the shit when it comes to femininity. And I'm going to tell you why I feel that she is the shit. Anyway, the topic is called Can't Give a Cat Dog Food and Wonder Why He's Not Eating It. Let's talk about it. Let me tell y'all why this. Let me tell y'all. First and foremost, April Mason, I don't know if you guys follow Rick Ross, right? I like Rick Ross. I like Rick Ross. I'm heavy on Rick Ross. Anyway, so April Mason was invited to an event for Rick Ross. And Rick Ross has like this little thing where he is kind of implementing, I don't know, helping, it's an each one teach one transaction where he's helping different black brothers kind of elevate, right?
Okay.
The way they see things, especially when it comes to relationships and what to expect and how to communicate effectively with women and how to boss up and all of that shit, right? Uh-huh. So on this episode, April Mason was talking, I saw an interview. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about in this interview how men, they're magnets when it comes to femininity, right?
Okay.
When a woman is operating in her femininity, I'm not just talking about like the way she dressed. I'm not talking about like a clean cut and like curled up hair and makeup and all of that. But it's the inner man, that femininity inner man. When she operates in her femininity, a man is like a magnet to her. Right. Then she starts saying like, when I talk to a man, I talk differently to a man than I do a woman. Like the way I talk to my girlfriends is not the same way I'm talking to my man.
Right.
Cause you're not going to get the same. It's not going to come out right. Like, for example, I can go to my girlfriend and be like, bitch, pass me that bag over there, girl. You see that? Get that little black Gucci for me. Right. And my girlfriend going to give me that little black Gucci. Am I lying?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
I mean, no. Yeah. No, for real. Y'all, we not, you know what I'm saying. He'll kick him a drink, y'all.
No, I get what you said. She gonna rock with that.
But if I go to my man and be like, babe, I'll be like, bitch, man, that little black Gucci. He'll be like, who the fuck?
He'll be like, that fuck?
My man gonna be like, now if I called you a bitch, then it'll be a problem, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how men, they try to take it over the next level. And now it's a whole bitch, it's a whole big old catastrophic war. You see what I'm saying? So I think this is something to talk about. Because is your communication hindering you from progressing in your relationships or even in your dating life?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because Seven, for example, you can't talk to your man the same way you talk to your girl, can you? It's not gonna work.
Hell no. Hell no. That's a death sentence right there. I can't talk. No. About that, but not too long ago, about, you know, the different dialogue between the sexes or different roles. Like, you talk to everybody different. I can't talk to my girl, my mom, the same way I talk to my shorty. You know what I'm saying? Like, or, you know, vice versa. I can't talk to my homies like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and sometimes I could do that with my girl, but certain things you can't do. Like, I could get at one of my guys a certain way, but I can't get at my girl the same way. Because she, I'm like, you talk to, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right,
exactly.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's different.
Exactly. But you know, there are women out there that talk to their man like in such a derogatory manner, and then they say, well, my man don't respect me. Mm-hmm. Well, first off, you don't respect yourself, you don't respect your man. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of us are not being held accountable because a lot of women who talk like that in such a derogatory manner, right? They learned that from their mama and them.
Mm-hmm.
Them being grandmas, aunties, and cousins, and all of that, you know, that where they come from, that tribe, that culture in which they come from. And so if they're not open to receive it from a man saying, hey, don't talk to me like that, they're not gonna take it. Yeah. They be like, nigga, who the fuck do you think you're talking to, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So would you say when it comes to communication, in a sense, we're actors and actresses? Let's talk to the actor. Here goes the actor next to me. Would you say that, Kiki Poo?
I wouldn't say we're actors or actresses. I mean, do we get a little extra with our delivery sometimes? Yeah. But I would just say that that's part of us just being our natural selves. Like when we're talking to certain people, that's just how we interact with certain people. Like how me and you talk to each other, me, you, and Rita Margarita, like we can't talk to somebody else the way we talk to each other, because that's just how we communicate with each other. Like yeah. you may not yeah. do that with someone that's outside of, you know, our family or our, you know, friend circles or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just think that that's just how we authentically act when it comes to like certain people.
Do you think mm-hmm. that takes away from our natural essence though? Having to turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off.
Because it's no. kind of like you're not really being your true self in a way.
I don't think that takes away from the essence, because you just can't.
You can't approach every situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's yeah. just with communication. There's certain ways we talk at work. And certain people that we cool with at work that we not cool. Like, I might be able to yeah. vibe with Joe a little more than I vibe with Frank, but we all work mm-hmm. together. You know what I'm saying? Even though we in right. that workspace, I kind of got this type of bond and relationship with him. And I just, you know, and then my work self is not my home or venue. So they're all very different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't fake the funk, but you sit, you know, you put on the shoe according to where you're going. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it just deals with that. So I don't think it's like faking the funk or like code switching or like, you know, when you're around like white people, you're like, oh, hey, how's it going? You know, it's not one of those things. It's not one of those things where you get caught like that. So it's, you know, approaching the situation
the way
it's, you know, you're supposed to approach it, whatever.
Exactly. So we feel that it doesn't take away from your authentic self. Now, Rita Margarita, do you think it takes away from your authentic self, like who you are?
I mean, I feel like, well, not necessarily. I mean, I do think that it's kind of like you're not genuinely being yourself 100% of the time when you have to like switch roles because of certain situations. But I mean, at the same time, it's adapting, I guess.
Yeah, I would say it's adapting to
whatever habitat you're in. Mm-hmm. Well, didn't we have a podcast about that? Adapt, setting to adjust. Oh, set it. Oh, it was adjustment.
Settling
it was
not about adjusting. Adapting.
Yeah.
Oh, so we out here adapting in relationships. That's what we saying.
No, hell no. We're not adapting. I'm sorry. No, we're not adapting. We're just, I say it's a vibe. It's a complete vibe. Like you might get a dude that you have to be more soft spoken with, right? And then you may get a guy that you can be, that's your homie, and he understands your way of talking. You know what I mean? It's still a respect factor in what you say. Like I ain't gonna be like, bitch, what the fuck?
Still. Isn't it?
You,
I don't think it's a. We don't want to put the negative connotation on adapt. I mean, like, you know, it's adapting to certain people. We always have to adapt. Like, I gotta adapt the way, you know, I might talk in this podcast. Even though we're very open, I still have to be respectful because it's ladies in the room.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I may have a different. You guys may have when. You with a whole bunch of women, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might tone it up, like, yeah, let me tell you, this ain't shit, niggas. Well, you might not do that here, because I'm here, you know what I'm saying? I'm respecting, you know what I mean? You might throw it in every now and then. Just like, you know, I think we adapt to certain situations. I don't think it's, like, a bad thing to adapt. But like you said, I might have a woman that's a little more sensitive, so I can't be like, my nigga, come here and give me a hug. And she might be sensitive to that nigga word. It's like,
yeah, right.
Don't call me a nigga. I'm not a man. I'm not. Well, as in where I have... had women where it's like, you are my friend, but we do know that you are my girlfriend as well, but you like, nigga, come here, give me a hug. It's like, okay, girl. You know what I mean? So it's like that. So
yeah.
I think you do have to adapt. I don't think it should be like such a negative. It's not like giving yourself up. Like, I ain't adapted, but no
one drastic. It shouldn't be drastic in a relationship. It should definitely not be drastic.
No, exactly. It shouldn't be a complete 180. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, like, if you're someone totally different around me, and then you talk to this other person, I'm looking like, who the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I can't. Fuck
yeah,
right.
I'm like, are you bipolar, bitch? Like, what the fuck is going on?
That, yeah, I think like that, that's
when I
change.
Feel like that person. That yeah, that's when I feel like that person isn't being their authentic self.
Yeah,
it's right. Like that.
But happened with people in relationship yeah. where yeah,
but man, people do that. Women. People do. I know some men don't even, it's some men out there. And every time I say stuff, y'all, let me tell y'all, this is experiences, okay? Not me, but these niggas that I know. So I know some niggas out there who's been presented with a certain type of woman, but then when they knee deep into the months past, that ain't the same woman that he was with. And These some women are given they are doing what they think is expected instead of being themselves.
Yeah.
See, that's how when it comes to dating, there's so many missing, there's so many parts to this shit. Right. Because a lot of us don't know how to date.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us feel like we have to change who we... Okay, they say this thing, you want a different type of man or you want a different type of woman, you have to change some things. But are you... With in the midst of changing some things, what do we mean by that? Does that make sense? What I'm saying?
Because yeah.
For resolutions to be successful, but everyone's form of success is defined differently. So if I want a different type of man, what do you mean? What do I need to change so that I'm not changing who I am authentically? Right.
Yeah.
When I'm making these changes, what are you saying? Are you saying that if I want a certain type of man, maybe I need to lose some weight here, or maybe I need to read some more books so I can, you know, elaborate on my conversation. Like, we're out here, we pushing this stuff, do this, change this, change that, but there's no directions following, right? Like, right. You can't set a goal and say, I'm a pay off $50,000 in debt this year, but you ain't broke down at $50,000. How you gonna pay that $50,000?
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So even in relationships and pursuing this thing called dating, and then with the intent later on to marry and all of that shit, everything needs like a broke down plan. Mm, because if you want to date a high value guy, right? Because you know everybody pushing this high value shit. That's another topic. Okay, so because I want to talk about that shit. All right, yeah. So if you want to date a high value guy, right? A high value guy may not necessarily be interested in Isha off the block.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why? So, based upon research and a couple brothers that I've been watching and researching, their definition of what a high value guy is looking for is not like a girl next door.
Mm-hmm.
That's some bullshit. Because everybody,
I don't like that.
No, you can't. That's the miscommunication with all this.
Exactly.
I'm an Instagram expert. Like, stop. Because you don't know what high value men are looking for, because high value man is not described under one man.
Come
you
on,
know what
now.
I'm saying everybody doesn't like the same shit. You know what I mean? Where it's like growing up, they thought because I'm tall, I need a tall girl. Or because like I'm not tall and skinny, or you like big women. You know what I'm saying? Like it's certain things don't, you like what you like.
Come on
now. High value man may be this guy that's 0% body fat in shape, but he love him a thick woman.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Juicy.
He don't give a fuck if she go to the gym. You know what I mean? As long as she could cook and she could take care of the house and him emotionally, or you know, they got a bond together, that's what he's looking for. Hey, that high value man is looking for this. No. You can't do that.
That's the perception that people looking at the image of what looks good for their image. That high dollar person, that high value person, will only deal with someone that looks the same way. And it's like, you know what? Like he said, everybody like what they like. He might like, you know, Keisha from the block.
Yeah.
Keisha from the block just may need to fine tune a few things when she go into certain places, but he might like her down to earth vibe, you know, but it's that whole, the image of it, it fits the persona of this high value, quote unquote, person, you know,
yeah,
and
all
that
they ass is going to end up together.
That's exactly
what we want to talk about too. Like, yeah, okay,
right.
Cool, this is good for your image. But what's the longevity in it?
What's the longevity? Right. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Where are we going from there?
That part,
right?
Because let's talk about image for a moment. Let's talk about that.
Because you could look good as shit on my arm and be
a piece
of shit.
Come on,
true.
No, for nobody. I don't give a fuck about Instagram. I want to look good on Instagram, yeah, but like I'm trying to see what's good for my heart and my energy, not my
yeah.
Age. Fuck that. Come on, man. We older than that. You know what I mean? Like I was young in my 20s. We like the arm candy, but arm candies be headache. You know what I'm saying?
Now.
Like, all right, cool. Like, you got too much going on where you expecting this and that, and you know your output is trash.
Come on now.
Do that. So you gotta growing up and building families and you know dating to marry. It ain't about no image. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, we could compliment each other. That's a plus. But what else are you good for? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You good for my growth. You good for my heart, my energy, my spirit.
Yeah.
What else are you good for?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
you gotta learn. As we talked last week, I'm sorry to keep chatting.
No,
as we talked about last week about in relationship, like, you know, what's good, like, what is it good for? What are you good for? You
know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What are you good for? We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna,
and that
talk
ain't gotta be a
that.
Bad thing to, like, what are you good for? Like, nah, it's gotta, you know, men, or sometimes they think when they hear women say that, it's money, like, what you good for, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like, to have that conversation, maybe not in that tone, but it's like, yeah, explain what you're good for. I'm, you know, I could be a good emotional support. I can show you things, like, you know, that you don't know about, you've never seen, and extraordinary. You can, it's just certain experiences you may never experience, and I can open the world that way. I'm very big into the spiritual and energy, where I could, you know, lay that on you and change your outlook on certain things. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Most definitely. But I mean, let's go back to when I was growing up, because I grew up in the age of good commercials, and one of them being that Sprite commercial. Image is nothing. And they behind it said thirst is everything, which is true, because I'd be thirsty, okay? But
the thirst is real, baby.
The thirst is real, man. I'd be thirsty, especially for these fine daddies. But stop playing. So image is nothing. But that's the thing. When I was growing up in the 90s, no, we weren't worried about stuff like, you know what I'm saying, the image part. And this day and age, what's being pushed is making a normal woman feel as if she is not enough.
Social media.
Society period has done that for a long time, especially around, you feel, you know, being stripped of things that you women naturally have. And, you know, it's so crazy. I was talking about it today. I swear on my life, I was talking about this today, of how we are stripped of things and made, oh, the urban tie, the durag is ghetto, but years later you take it and turn into an urban tie cap, or, you
come
know
on now.
Mean? Oh, that ghetto, that full, that afro shit, now everybody wants fuller hair. They don't call it thick. They call it fuller.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not big lips, fuller lips.
Right.
You know, tearing down a black woman for, because that's where everything comes from anyway. You tearing them down, you know, then use it on yourself. It's a form of stealing. I was having this conversation. I'm sorry, y'all.
You better keep on with this.
I was having this conversation literally at 2:00 today around, you know, it was a different type of conversation around, but that was a form of stealing that happens, and making women, especially black women, feel like they're not enough. Society does that, strips you of your natural essence, makes it, the Shaquanas and Shanique with those names are so ghetto. You get these, you know, they then turn it into, oh, these, yeah, it's an Arabic name from such and such to kind of wash it down. Like, no, that name's from Africa. This Kardashian braid that you call it, this is called a cornrow. This urban tie cap is a durag.
Come on,
right.
Things that are of us, that they make us feel bad for having, but then turn them into something that's gold for them. So they've been doing it. You know,
that's what they have always did. They try to devalue us.
They
break us down, devalue us, basically try to make us extinct like a dinosaur, only to come back and make it seem like we are their creation.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Or they have made this. Like, and they display it to the world. Like, oh, yeah, this is a good idea. Oh, motherfucker, this has been going on for years. You know what I'm saying? Come Even on, now, right. You're starting to see more black people, but you're also starting to see more interracial couples on TV. It's like, we still not there yet to where I could see a full line of commercials with a black man and a black woman. You know what I'm saying? Yep. It's still not there yet. We still seeing more black people, which I appreciate, but I would love to see more black couples. And which
Me
is
too.
Something that they're not.
I
really
hate the way that they don't promote us. Yeah. I hate the way that they do not
promote. So strategic.
Yeah, it very Absolutely. Much so is. They demolish the black family, act like black women can't communicate effectively and hold down their men and love and support their men and cater to their men, and that black men are just these monstrous men who lack self-control and temperament, and they make unruly children, and their children are monstrous and dumb and uneducated and can't read. They got shit like fuck the hell up. And it pisses me off as a black woman. And when I tell y'all I love a black man, I went and made sure that my man was authentic out of Haiti. Like,
talk about
I love a black man. And what I cannot stand is how they have tried tried to demolish our culture, how they tried to get their own game from, and then got black men questioning being black, got black men questioning the value of a black woman. You came from a black woman. Your mama is a black woman. Your sister is a black woman. Your grandmother.
That's strong right there, because you see how washed and programmed that is. You done came out of a black woman and seen how the struggle and what she went through to raise your ass and probably your damn saying, and for you to not value that. Like, I've seen that in my mom. Like, my mom married to my dad. I seen that. But I see how strong she was to go to work, come home, help us with homework, and do and do dinner. And do that shit all week. I say, yo. This woman she's phenomenal.
She's,
you
know what I'm saying?
And not to take away from my dad, because he was a hardworking motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? 4 a.m. he out, blah blah blah, this and that. You know what I'm saying? And he did fatherly duties with us. Yeah. But the strength of my mom, I was like, yeah. That give me some of that. You know, I need some of that off the menu. You know what I mean? Like, that just says so much to me. But so much of us, as in terms of my men, fellas, we are programmed to think otherwise, even though we see it in the home, like we've experienced it, but we see on TV that the tell of vision, we see that shit, that, and we're like, oh, okay, this is the mixed couple, this is what success looks like, and the black woman is not beside the black man.
Exactly. And it's disgusting to be in 2021 going to 2022, and this is still a topic that they were having in 99, 87, 62, 1812. It's disgusting. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep this shit 100. This shit is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
This shit is fucking disgusting. And then you go and get chicks who they want to look just like a black girl. Like, you want to look just like a black girl. Why the fuck you won't go get a black girl, black man? This chick so fucking tan. She look like an overburnt chicken.
Oh, listen, man.
Sister.
Yeah, I've been asked that question all the time. Would you date a white woman? I said, yeah, but she's got to remind me. She got to be from like around the way, grew up, know my culture. You know what I mean? Got to have a full head of hair, some nice juicy lips. For all that, go get a black woman. I said, exactly. My question. You answered my question. Why do that? And they like, oh, okay. I see what you're getting at. I'm like, yeah. It is, man. You gonna design a woman that's of your people.
Yeah.
Don't take all this shit about. Yeah, go buy this. Go buy. Nah, man. And I don't like the store bought shit anyway.
Exactly.
Give it to me now. Right. Like the way it came out. Yeah.
But not only that, the thing about it, what else I was about to say. I mean, it just really bothers me, you guys. And you know, I'm thankful to my parents, because when my parents named me, they made sure I was black as can be. They named me Aisha Hanifa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again.
That was during a time when my mom was studying. Not only was she studying Christianity, but she was studying Islam. So when I tell you, Pam, what she was strategic in naming me, and then I go and marry a man whose last name is Saintville. Don't fuck with me. I'm all the way black. I'm black. Don't fuck with me. Okay.
Black with a side of black.
I'm black with an extra dose of black. Double that shit up. Give me an espresso on the side.
And run up the numbers again.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I hate that. Oh, I don't want me a ghetto girl. Bah, 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 with the nah, that ain't ghetto. Don't do that. Because as soon as they start taking them names, like, you know, I use that unique name of Aisha. I've never heard. Oh, that's a beautiful name. Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's been beautiful.
Exactly.
Don't do that.
I hate that shit when I be working and it's, and I'll tell them my name and they'll be like, well, can you spell your name for me? I'd be like, yeah. A as in alpha, I as in intelligent, S as in same. A as in alpha, H as in hello. And then they'll be like, oh, Alicia. I said, no, let me help you again, Aisha. Because let me tell you something, they will intentionally try to destroy your name and who you are. They want to paint a different picture of you. But see, that has not only happened to me by Caucasians, that's happened to me by black people.
Because we've been washed that way. You see that name on the list. Oh, it's ghetto. No, it's not. No, it's not. You don't even know the origins of these fucking names because you don't know what the origins of yourself. So you can't call that shit ghetto. You're calling that ghetto because that's what you heard. And that's what the television and the society is telling you. Oh, these names is such and such. Jackson is a ghetto name. Johnson. Mm-hmm. Like, no, those are slave names. Those are actually y'all names.
That's y'all names.
Honest.
Right.
You know, let's talk about it.
Don't do that. You label what we have. Yeah, that's we would get. These are shits that we would pass out on the boat. We passed these shits on fucking flashcards on the boat. Yeah, you were Johnson. Yeah, yep. you were Jackson.
Johnson,
yeah. You were Jenkins.
92.
No, those wasn't African names. Those are y'all names. But y'all to separate it from those and try to label us in the corner because now these are no, those are your names.
Exactly.
These
but ain't, he's getting these ain't ghetto. Don't even let me start on religion because people ain't gonna like me for real.
Yeah. Everybody gotta grab a seat. Everybody put your seatbelt on.
Yeah, people ain't gonna like me for real.
Hold on tight.
Because even the religion, the religion that was introduced to us is not the religion which we come from. Don't get me started. See, that dialogue, listen, talk about that.
I love to hear
shake the tables.
I don't know if everybody's ready. I'm ready to flip that motherfucker upside down because it needs to be flipped. The legs need to be up and, yeah, it needs to be flipped. Everybody needs to pay attention. Because when the table shakes or that shit falls, everybody like,
Shaking a table.
But see, that shit needs to be talked about because for so long, that religion that was inputted on us, they passed it down to their children, made it such a stronghold that their children even know who they are. And then the parents who taught their children changed their mind about their religion. Now we all fucked up.
And then get this, the people that passed us that book don't even fuck with it. The people that gave us that book don't even use it. So it's like, what are we saying? You know what I'm saying? So I dive in deep. Like, am I religious? No. Am I spiritual? Yes. Is there a God? Absolutely.
Come on now.
I've been through tribulations to contest to that. But right. I do question the things that we are learning in these churches and stuff like that. When I, you know what I mean? I'm not.
Oh, yeah. And then you don't question it, those seven, because they get mad. Who are you to question that?
Who
do you
right.
think you are?
Yeah. But question is the only way to find out the answer. I may
come
be ignorant because of stuff. Yeah. But, you know, by me not asking, I remain ignorant. So I don't know, but I want to know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not meaning the book. I'm not saying it's, you know, blasphemy or that book is
bullshit. Exactly.
But I want to know.
I want to understand
you know, especially an expert teacher as yourself that's studied in this for years. Mm-hmm. Let me know. Right. I want to see the perspective on it. Enlighten me, brother.
But I think that's the thing when it comes to our culture and the whole religion is such a hierarchy in our culture. It kind of takes away from who are we as humans in the Black culture and how do we navigate this life that we now have to share. Like, we share this life now. So now we fought for the life. We got the life. Now, how do we share this life? Because we're still in bondage. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're still in bondage. No matter how people want to see it, we're still in bondage. And then your zip code puts you in even more bondage, depending on where you live.
And you go to jail, you change that shit. We didn't see that shit happen.
Come on now.
Trying to put their kids in better schools, you change the zip code, and now you got 10 years. What?
Yeah.
You out of the, it's still modern day slavery. Them invisible chains.
Yeah, we're still stuck. It doesn't matter how many education. Let me tell you something. It don't matter if you go to school and you become an engineer and all these other things, you're still a Black face.
Right.
A Black name with your Black ass. And you could be making 60K, 85K. You could even be a celebrity. You still with your Black ass. Let's not forget.
I think Kanye said that. Kanye definitely, what Kanye say? He said, even if roles, you still a nigga in the coop.
Yeah.
It's true.
That's the fuck it.
Yeah.
It's true. You can't run away from what they try to label you or who you are. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You got to really find out who we really are because that's power in that.
Yep.
Learning us and being able to express us, that's, you know, deals with that. You know, like we talked about last week of brown men being more comfortable to express their hurt.
Yeah.
Once we know, get a full grasp of who we are, our history don't start with slavery.
Nope.
It don't. It
nope.
Never did. It never
look
did.
Who done pulled in the building, y'all.
Look what the wind blew in. Cousin.
We here.
I'm here. Yeah, we got 10 minutes left, so I'm going to give y'all a 10.
We here. Don't do me like that.
Ninjas. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm just trying to I'm just trying to be great in life. I'm just trying to plan appropriately for this thing called life, you know, in the future. That's all.
Take that try out, baby. You doing it. Take that try out. Take that try out. Try it out the window. We doing it.
And you know what? That's the truth, because that's what I'm doing. That is the truth. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like the try, there is no try. You're absolutely right, cousin.
Come on now.
There's only do. And that's what I'm doing. I'm planning appropriately.
Okay.
For the future.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at.
Let me tell y'all something. Last week we had a cosmetology infomercial. This week we got 10 minutes of PYT. And Kiki looking at commercials, y'all. Let me tell y'all something. They not like to try. I'm gonna tell you.
We had a paid sponsor last week, baby. We had a paid sponsor last week.
We did. Yeah. Paid sponsor. That took 5 minutes of our time, man.
Oh my God.
Girl, you missed it. Well, let me tell you, let me cut you up real quick, because we had to tell Lena this conversation. We were actually talking about communication, right? You know how it is. And P, you would be the best teacher on this, because let me tell y'all something. This honey, she would be the best teacher for this. We're talking about how you
communicate. And I'm not signing up to teach, you know what I'm saying, people's sons about communication.
Come on.
But I have an appreciation for it. I do. I have an appreciation for communication. So.
Exactly. So the way you talk to me, P, is not the same way that you would talk to somebody's son, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Because what you want from me, you ain't got to do all that. But what you want from him, you may have to do all that.
Look.
You feel what I'm saying? So we touch bases on that, girl. Then we start talking about the Black community, honey. And you know how we feel about our community.
So we not on April Mason topic.
We already talked about her.
Right, we done kind of went some. We done kind of.
She act like she early.
She late. You late.
No, we did.
You late for church.
Right, we started in a whole new direction.
Yeah, like
y'all
you early.
Y'all,
we ain't talking. No, we did.
You are late for church.
Girl, I am. I'm late for church, but I appreciate that the congregation allows me to come as I am.
Talk about it.
Accept me as I am. And
come on in the room.
That's right.
But yeah, we damn it. We done.
I appreciate y'all letting me come in for the
we done.
Tail end of it.
Well, yeah, I'm glad that you're in here. So let's talk about it. Let me tell y'all something. If you guys want to go back and listen to all of our conversation, because they are not episodes. These are conversations that we had. We are consciously having these conversations. You guys, I just want to thank y'all. I really do. I want to thank you beautiful people on this microphone, for real.
We enjoy it. We definitely do.
Yeah.
Yes, we appreciate you.
Yeah, most definitely. Only person that we're missing is Jay with the Vulgar. And Pumpkin Spice with Jay with the Vulgar. Let me tell y'all something. If it wasn't for PYT and Jay with the Vulgar, we wouldn't have this thing called a Tribe Vibe. And they remind me constantly. They send me the text messages. They send me the phone calls. And I'm grateful for them. I'm grateful for those two women.
Telling you.
Is there anything you want to say, P, before we get ready to close out? Any closing remarks for the church?
Especially because the sermon was about communication. I just want to be clear that when somebody is communicating their needs to you, it would behoove you to respect what their wishes are. Otherwise, you should just bow out gracefully. And especially if their request or their wishes is that you bow out gracefully. That's it. That's where I'm at with it.
I'm with it all the way. I mean, respecting people when they communicate doesn't necessarily mean you have to agree, but we agree to disagree.
Yeah, but you have to accept it.
Exactly.
You have to accept it. Yeah.
Yep.
You have to accept it, and that's respectful. Otherwise, it's very disrespectful.
Come on now. And that's another topic in itself. Y'all, this your girl, Aisha Nefa, man, and I got my people on the motherfucking mic tonight. My girl, PYT, hit us in with 10 minutes left in church. But like I always tell you, tell your friend to tell a friend shit. And y'all know we can all be friends every Friday. Peace.